Is Rose there? Rose, good afternoon.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, what's happening down? You say, obviously, I heard a figure today, 40% of households are refusing or unable, more importantly, to pay for the refuse collection. But you're saying it's having a knock-on effect on country roads.
Exactly. Basically, Tony, who initially sent the email around to our Tidy Towns network and our local politicians, radio stations, etc., he was highlighting the issue again that's been highlighted over a number of years about this fly tipping and rubbish on roads. And the difficulty is, like, you know, OK, the other evening I was driving in dusk and I actually had to swerve to avoid rubbish on the road.
And when you say rubbish, what do you mean? Do you mean bags of rubbish?
I mean a black bag of rubbish.
Black bags, yeah.
In about, say, 200 metre stretch, there's about five black bags.
So people are dumping the black bags that people would throw in their wheelie bins.
And it actually looked like people had actually gone either along in the back of a van, up with the door open, thrown it out. It hadn't hit the ditch or the side of the road. It was actually on the road. And needless to say, when it hit the road, the bag burst.
And in your area of Strafford stroke Selbridge, do you have to pay, as you do, I presume, everywhere?
Oh, yeah, we do. You can pay to the Kildare County Council or AES. You have a choice of either or.
No, what I mean when I say pay, everyone pays through their taxes, but pay separately. Pay
extra. Yeah, you pay. Yeah,
there's
a standard charge and then there's a lift charge.
Okay, 51551. It's Tony Marr there. Tony.
Yes, Joe, how are you?
You say how much of an increase have you noticed in these black plastic bags being dumped out of the backs of trailers or cars?
Gone through the roof now, Joe. I mean, it's all over the place. I understand where Rose is coming from because Strafford to Selbridge is a total nightmare. And like that, it's nappies, bottles, jars, coffee cups, just everything. And because there's no footpaths on those roads, it's impossible for tidy towns to clean them. It needs a concerted effort by the council to do it.
Well, do you think there's a direct link between that and the price of extra people have to pay for rubbish?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, the average cost now of a bin, an ordinary bin per year, can be up to €300. You know, 275 to 350, depending on the weight of your bin. You can go to the local refuge dump, which is the nearest one from Selbridge. It's a 50-mile round trip down near Kilcullen. I brought a trailer load of ordinary domestic, not domestic rubbish, but timber and trees and that sort of stuff, cost me €54 plus half a day to get down there. You know, it's all related back to of course, people not able to pay the refuse collection. You know?
And what's the most unusual thing you've seen on the side of the road, Tony?
Well, I was telling your researchers this morning, I found a deer's head one day with the antlers on it. Right on the side of the road, just before Christmas. It was a lovely Rudolph incident. I've even took a photograph of it, but that was about 2 years ago.
And was the deer previously alive, or was it?
It must have been.
Oh,
we do have deer coming across from Lyons Estate. Now, obviously, somebody killed it and then just chopped the head off and left it on the side of the road, antlers and all, for everybody to see. That was the strangest one. But I found £20, €20 one day out collecting litter. And also crash cars. You know, where you get a lot of cars going into ditches and and when they take the car away, bumpers, wings, bonnets, hubcaps all left in the ditch. It's a nightmare now. And I don't think the council can cope now. So I sent the email around saying, asking for advice, what are we going to do? Have we lost the battle?
Because obviously, from what you say, you go on litter patrol, do you?
We do. We do. Now, in Selby's Tidy Towns, we're very lucky. We've eight teams of about six people each. And every Sunday morning, we clean the whole town from top to bottom. The amount of rubbish we take out on Sunday morning. Now, we have people who do what we call the approach roads. But I went out there recently down the Dublin Road with a black plastic bag. I only got about 500 yards and I had to stop and leave the bag there because it was full and get my car and go back and pick up the bag. I wasn't able to return back to the town with the bag. So it really is bad. I mean, the infamous coffee cup and lid seems to be the nightmare of all tidy towns, followed by beer bottles, hubcaps, nappies everywhere. You know, the folded up paper nappies dumped out of windows of cars along the road.
Okay. Thanks, Tony. Thanks, Rose. Patricia's in Kildare. John is in Westmead. Back to the cleaning up our roads and our motorways, Patricia.
Hello, Joe. Yes, it's something that's been really annoying me for quite some years, I suppose, at this stage. It's on the motorways and indeed on some country roads as well, where you find truck tyres, parts of truck tyres.
Strips of rubber, yeah.
Tractor tyre on a country narrow country road. Now, I know that if a truck blows a tyre, which they do, and that can't be helped, it's nothing to do, you know, it's nature's way, I suppose, of safety in one way. But they send companies, there are companies there that are tyre fitters and replace the tyres.
And are you saying the trucks don't know that they've lost a strip of
rubber? Oh, no. The trucks know. They've contacted these companies.
They come down after them.
These people come out. Now, they have quite large vans, because I actually know some of the companies, not personally, but just to see. They replace the tyre, and then they seem to drive away and just leave the tyre on the road.
Okay, from Kildare down to Westmeath, Patricia, thanks. John Raleigh.
Hello, Joe.
Good. You rang the council about a stretch of road
indeed
in Mullingar.
I did, Joe, this morning, actually. I was just coming out from Mullingar at the N52 this morning, Joe. And anything like the rubbish I saw along the road was just horrendous.
Mm-hmm.
So I rang the council to complain about it. And I got a very bit of a lackluster response, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Due to lack of funds and lack of manpower, and health and safety was another issue that they outlined, were the reasons why they couldn't clean up the road, you know. But I think it's terrible, Joe. It's the first thing tourists see when they come to the country. Rubbish all along the motorways and roads, you know, and I think there has to be something done about it.
And the council say we haven't got the resources.
They say they haven't got the resources and the manpower. And another thing, Joe...
Yeah, they're getting higher rates than ever from the squeeze businesses.
It's unbelievable. They're taxing us to the hilt, and they can't do basic things like keep
the country very clean. They don't do refuse anymore. A lot of them don't do water. You have to pay extra for that.
No, they're talking about a spring clean, which is coming up in April, I think, where local people can get together, go out and clean. But the guy in the council in the environmental section advised me not to do it for health and safety reasons. Because if you get hit by a car on the road, that's another issue, you know. So basically what I got from it was the rubbish will have to stay where it is.
Oh,
you know,
God.
I think it's crazy.
Okay, John. Okay, you put it well. Thanks indeed.
Thanks, Joe. Thanks.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.